Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. The score!
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Y'all know what time it is. We broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It's time for us to head out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Joining us now is Mike Florio. He is the creator and the editor-in-chief of ProFootballTalk.com. Download the Circa app. Do it today. Mike, what's going on? Because it's that not dark period, but darker period on the NFL schedule where the mini camps are wrapping up and people are getting ready now for training camp, I guess, right?
It never completely slows down, though. It definitely isn't what it will be and what it has been. There's always something, though. Every day there's going to be a development. Every day there's going to be something that comes out or something from some other sport, like the Lakers selling an evaluation of $10 billion and what that means for the NFL. So there's always going to be something every single day until training camps open, which is good because that's why we're here.
I love that you brought it up because that's what we were going to bring up. $10 billion for the Lakers. $10 billion. And it gets to this point where you're wondering, is business getting so big that there are only certain individuals, which was always the case, but now even companies that can manage such multi-billion dollar companies that these sports franchises have become? What does the $10 billion sale of the Lakers mean now for NFL franchises and their worth and value?
I think it sets the floor for any franchise that might be for sale in the future. Only the Seahawks are the team that we need to be watching because at some point, Jody Allen, the sister of the late Paul Allen, will be selling the Seahawks. There's no timetable that requires her to do it, but at some point she will. She put the Portland Trailblazers up for sale a few weeks ago, and now price goes up thanks to the sale of the Lakers. And that's what it means for the NFL. The prices are going to go up. And you touched on a good point. The NFL is very concerned about the reality that as these values go up and up, it's going to be harder to find one person who can show up with a bag of cash sufficient to buy a controlling interest in the team. Right now, I think it's 30% for an individual that they have to be able to buy that equity without borrowing. You got to be able to come up with 30% of the purchase price. So now you have to have, if a team goes for $10 billion and you're buying 100% of the equity, you got to show up with $3 billion in cash and have the rest of the deal structured and financed and partners and whatever. But the primary owner has to hold 30% of the equity. So it's going to be more difficult as these prices go up, but they're going to keep going up. I mean, could you imagine if the Cowboys were for sale, what the Cowboys would get? I think they could get $20 billion if they were for sale.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, man. $20 billion for the Cowboys? That and that's the most valuable of the NFL teams, right? So that would set the ceiling ish of what you get. What do you think the floor is, though? I'm more curious about the floor, Mike. Like if the lowest valued NFL teams, I'm not sure who that is, sold tomorrow, how much would the asking price be?
I was told 4 or 5 years ago that before too long, the average team will be worth $8 to $10 billion. And in 2022, the Broncos went for $4.65 billion, which almost doubled the prior record. In 2023, the Commanders went for $6.05 billion. Earlier this year, the 49ers sold a minority share of the team at a valuation of $8.6 billion. Now, that's a non-controlling minority stake. If you're buying control, the valuation is necessarily going to be higher. I think the baseline is now 10. I think there's not going to be, if any team was for sale right now, there's no way that the valuation is going to be less than 10. The question is, when is the next sale and how much higher will it be by the time the next team is for sale?
Will there be more teams that will be looking to sell based on the information that you're giving us here on estimations on what they would sell for?
Well, there's two important factors to remember. One, has the estate of the primary owner been properly managed in a way that allows the estate tax to be paid as you have an asset that keeps going up and up and up in value? Because it's not like if I have a $10 billion team, it doesn't mean I have $10 billion around. But I've got to pay estate taxes as if this team is worth $10 billion. Uh-huh. Where do I have that cash? What have I done to set this up by way of moving equity and doing other things that I have no idea how to do to ensure that the family can keep the team? So there could be an incentive to sell a team before the passing of an owner to avoid that problem. And I think there's also a possibility one of these owners is going to say, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to not double, not quadruple. I'm going to get an order of magnitude. I'm going to get 20 times more than my original investment. I'm out. You know, the only sale we've seen, really, there hasn't been a voluntary sale in a while since the Browns went to the Haslams. The Panthers sale was forced because Jerry Richardson got canceled by the NFL. The sale of the Broncos was the result of none of the heirs of Pat Bowlen satisfying the requirements to take over the team. That wasn't a voluntary sale. And obviously the Commanders sale was anything but voluntary. Dan Snyder got pushed out and he got a $6 billion bag of cash on his way out the door. So there could be an owner who just says, yeah, you know what? I'm good. Here, take my team. Give me my money.
It's interesting to watch this. The other portion of this, which makes it interesting, is that valuation that you're talking about as these teams explore private equity and whoever else getting that 10% share that they're allowed to max out to. How can that be an influx of cash to maybe all of these teams, especially, I don't know, teams looking to build a stadium such as the Chicago Bears?
Well, and I think this is one of the reasons why some teams are struggling to get political support in their current communities to build these stadiums. Because as the team values go up and up, is it unreasonable to say to the team, you pay for it, sell part of your team, sell part of your equity, take 10%, sell it, raise $2 billion or $1.5 billion, whatever it would be. If you sell 10% at $1 billion, that's a $10 billion valuation. You get $1 billion that goes toward building your stadium. So I think that the values do make it harder to get the deals done. Now, some deals are still getting done. In Cleveland, it looks like they're getting the money they need to build a new dome stadium. In Kansas City, the Chiefs are in a position where they can choose between Missouri and a renovated Arrowhead Stadium and Kansas and a new dome stadium. So it is still working, but I think it's getting harder and harder. And I think it's fair for communities to say to these teams, at a certain point, you're paying for this yourself.
Okay, Mike Florio joining us, the creator and editor of Pro Football, editor-in-chief, excuse me, of Pro Football Talk. Mike, looking at this period of time where there are still guys out there looking for jobs, is there anybody of note that you're intrigued by that a team should be interested in just as best talent available at this portion of the summer?
Well, the one player that intrigues me the most currently, and he's not a free agent, but Jalen Ramsey. It's been known for over 2 months now the Dolphins are looking to trade him. Initially, I thought they would deliberately wait until after June 1 to trade him because that results in a lower cap charge for 2025, and it pushes about $18 million into 2026. But here we are, June 19. There's been no Jalen Ramsey trade. And I just wonder, if the Dolphins have multiple teams interested. If you've just got one team interested, and I think the Rams are, they've talked openly about bringing him back. If you don't have other teams interested, you have no leverage if you made it clear you're trading the guy. Your best leverage, if there's only one other team involved, is to say, we're not trading it. No one believes that at this point. So are we going to end up in a position where, almost like what the Texans and Deshaun Watson had 4 years ago, they wanted to trade him. The Dolphins almost traded for him in early September. That didn't work out. They almost traded for him just before the trade deadline. That didn't work out. The Texans ended up paying him to not play for the entire season. I feel like the bridge is imploded between the Dolphins and Ramsey. They excused him from mandatory minicamp. I expect he won't be at training camp. I expect he won't be playing. I expect they're going to be paying him week in and week out until they trade him. And as of right now, 19 days into this ideal window to trade him, there's no indication that anyone is getting ready to. So that one is extremely fascinating to me, because last September they made him the highest paid player at his position. They owe him more than $20 million fully guaranteed this year, and they've decided that it's time to move on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, meantime, Jair Alexander lands in Baltimore. That just feels right, I think, to augment that defense. And Shedeur Sanders really showing off his speed, I suppose we could say. Mike, see, that whole thing with Shedeur Sanders going 100 miles per hour and getting the tickets falls to me in the category of last things you need, considering the sort of suspect character and everything that went on in the draft and what he's trying to do in Cleveland.
First thing I'll say is, let he or she who has never tested the gaskets at 100 miles per hour or more cast the first stone at Shedeur Sanders. But, and I struggle with this. Help me with this. Because I went through the same mental gymnastics you did. He's the last guy who should be doing this, because he supposedly got a wake-up call as it relates to what he needs to do to show that he's appropriately serious about life in the NFL. And driving your car 101 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone would suggest you haven't learned your lesson. But is it really comparable? I don't know that it's really comparable. I'm not condoning it. And I always say, look, anytime anyone is going to, you know, satisfy the curiosity of what it feels like if you drive faster than 100 miles per hour, or really if you hit 88 miles per hour, do you travel back in time? But I just don't like, if it's a character flaw, there are plenty of people listening to this and watching this who are walking around with a character flaw, because I'd like to think that I'm only saying it's okay if you're in a safe environment, dry roads, no one else around. You know, I'm not, the Rashee Rice weaving through traffic, that is reckless and dangerous and get somebody killed. But anyway, my point is this. Can we really call it a character flaw? I don't think we can.
No, I'm with you, Mike.
How's it relevant to Shedeur Sanders? That's what I'm struggling with.
No, I'm completely with you, Mike, because who of us have not sped? Like, look, I drive like a little old lady now, but back then, I mean, I'm taking 15, 20, 30 miles per hour, depending on, like, as you said, what the conditions are now. I'm not trying to hydroplane out here, but if 100 miles per hour on an interstate that's 70, 75 miles per hour, that just sometimes it feels right. You got to pass people, whatever. I don't think it's a big deal at all, actually.
But we all know how it works. I mean, people are going to read it and they say, oh, there he goes again. The Sanders kid, he's out there speeding this guy. You know, it qualifies for some people as another opportunity to add to that as a list of character flaws. It's not. I totally agree with both of you guys are saying. It's just horrible timing and doesn't look good on the overall record.
And ultimately, here's the thing to remember. He didn't slip to pick number 144 because of character flaws. He did not take the pre-draft process seriously enough. And I tried to stay away from any reporting based upon unnamed sources about what his draft stock was before the draft, because I think there is a very real incentive that teams have acted on in the past to try to manipulate the game to get a guy they want or to get a team to take a guy they don't want, therefore pushing down the board the guys they do want. That's very real in the NFL. But afterward, it's more of a post-mortem. Let's figure out why this happened. And from talking to a high-level evaluator with a team that was in the market for a quarterback, it was explained to me this way, and I think this is accurate. He acted as if he was being recruited, not interviewed. And unless you are supremely talented at a position other than quarterback, where commitment to your craft is a given, no matter how good you are, Patrick Mahomes, most talented quarterback right now, he's committed to his craft as well. You can't just show up. The days of Brett Favre are over. We just show up and wing it on Sunday. So that's why he fell. This isn't because he got in trouble here or trouble there or he did this or he drove too fast or had a DUI. None of that. This is because he didn't take the process seriously enough because, look, you know, for his dad didn't have to take it seriously because he's Deion Sanders. You don't have to take it seriously when you're going to be a top pick no matter what. I think that was the big flaw, and he would have benefited from having an agent who could have explained it to him. Look, Shedeur, you've got to do everything they expect you to do. You've got to take this seriously. You've got to show them you're a serious person, or you will free fall like he did.
It's going to be hilarious when he's starting over Dylan Gabriel, who was taken several rounds earlier. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We had June Lee on our show yesterday, Mike, talking about how sports has basically been ruined because, well, people are going to be greedy because that's what people do when they're trying to make money. And you can't watch sports like you want to watch sports. And I was interested in this Sunday ticket appeal that the NFL is now going with, that the broadcasters are signing with them. What can you tell us about where the NFL is on their Sunday ticket package and trying to figure this out?
Well, as you can hear, that issue strikes a raw nerve with my dog. I don't know if you can hear.
As it should.
I was fascinated by the story that came out within the past 12 hours or so from Daniel Kaplan writing for awfulannouncing.com that most of the broadcast partners, with the exception of Amazon, came together to submit a legal brief supporting the NFL's position that it should be allowed to require the Sunday ticket provider to charge a premium fee so that the league can protect the over-the-air games in a given market. You know, 'cause the thinking is this. Okay, if I'm a Dolphins fan living in Chicago, and I really want to watch the Dolphins games, but the only way I can watch the Dolphins games is to pay this exorbitant number for the total package for all season long, and I really don't care about any of these other games. I just want to watch the Dolphins games. You know what? I'll just watch the Bears game that's available on my local Fox affiliate. So they tried to set a price point that will get people to say, too rich for my blood, I'm watching the games on CBS and Fox. And that's the tension. You don't want to take away from the local free broadcasts, but you also don't want to scare away the most ardent fans who will pay that money. And the NFL gets to have it both ways. So the broadcast partners came together to support the NFL's position. I think the NFL's position is wrong. I think it is an antitrust violation. And this idea that, well, if we have to comply with the law, we'll make less money. Well, yeah. I mean, if American businesses could ignore the laws and do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, however they wanted, of course they'd make more money. The NFL has been operating in plain sight an antitrust violation for more than 30 years by requiring the Sunday ticket provider to charge an exorbitant price that gets people to say, no, thank you. I'll just watch the games on Fox and CBS. That's the problem. And that's why there was a verdict last year of $4.7 billion against the NFL. It didn't get thrown out because the judge decided that the NFL did nothing wrong. The judge decided that the damages formula that was put together by the plaintiffs wasn't good enough. So this thing is still out there, and the NFL could still end up with two things. Number one, a gigantic $14 billion verdict against it. That could happen. And number two, there could be a court order that the NFL must stop with Sunday Ticket in its current form and provide something to consumers, all of us, everyone listening, everyone watching, something more affordable that allows us to watch any game we want, not just the small handful that we get on our local Fox and CBS affiliates.
Can't wait to see how that turns out. I know you will keep us abreast of everything that is going on. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. We appreciate you stopping by and joining us each and every week.
Thanks. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, so that's Mike Florio giving us the latest around the NFL as we go into a quieter time. A quieter time around the league.
It sounds to me like, by the way, what I got, one of the things I got out of the interview is that you, at one point in time, were constantly going 100 miles per hour. I just saw the way the stance that you took there was like, yeah, I did that all the time.
Mississippi roads, man.
Oh,
you haven't driven until you've been on the Natchez Trace. Get the straightaways.
Oh man, the back roads.
Yeah, we're just like, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? We're trying to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible.
What are we waiting for?
And if you want to get from point A to the Windy City Smokeout, you should just listen all week for your chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to Windy City Smokeout. That's Saturday, July 12th. Performances: Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and a whole lot more. For tickets, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com. But we'll be giving away some tickets later on in this abbreviated program as we lead you into Cubs baseball and the pregame show with Zach Zabin.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.